Shalom. Welcome to Parsha Perusal. This is Pastor Sam from Northern California. And today we're going to be looking at Torah portion K-Tevo. That's found in Deuteronomy 26:1 through 29:8. And before we look at that today, let's go ahead and pray. Father God, we just pray right now that you will give us understanding of your word. Avinu Malkeinu, our Father, our King, give us understanding of the Torah. By your Ruach HaKodesh, we pray this in Yeshua's name. Amen. Okay, we are going to be looking at Deuteronomy 26:1 through 11. And before we start talking about this, let's read through this. And it shall be when you come into the land which the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance, and you possess it and dwell in it, that you shall take some of the first of all the produce of the ground, which you shall bring from your land that the Lord your God is giving you, and put it in a basket, and go to the place where the Lord your God chooses to make his name abide. And you shall go to the one who is priest in those days, and say to him, I declare today to the Lord your God that I have come to the country which the Lord swore to our fathers to give us. Then the priest shall take the basket out of your hand and set it down before the altar of the Lord your God. And you shall answer and say before the Lord your God, my father was a Syrian about to perish, and went down to Egypt and dwelt there, few in number. And there he became a great nation, great, mighty, and populous. But the Egyptians mistreated us, afflicted us, and laid hard bondage on us. Then we cried out to the Lord God of our fathers, and the Lord heard our voice and looked on our affliction and our labor and our oppression. So the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and with an outstretched arm, with great terror and signs and wonders. He has brought us to this place and has given us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. And now, behold, I have brought the first fruits of the land which you, O Lord, have given me. Then you shall set it before the Lord your God and worship before the Lord your God. So you shall rejoice in every good thing which the Lord your God has given you and your house, you and the Levite and stranger who is among you. All right, so this is a really neat Torah portion. All the Torah portions, of course, are wonderful and good. They are all God's word. This one, though, however, is a very positive one in the sense that it's talking about something positive that they are to do when they come into the land. And you know, it starts off in verse 1 of Deuteronomy 26, and it says, and it shall be when you come into the land which the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance, and you possess it and dwell in it. So it's setting this up for there's something you need to do when you come into the land which the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance. In other words, he's telling them right here, the Lord is giving you this land of Canaan, this land of Canaan is being given to you as an inheritance. And it says, and you possess it. So after you've taken it over and you dwell in it and you start living in it. Now, it takes a little time for them to do what they're going to be required to do here, because not only do they need to possess it, but they need to dwell in it for a few seasons, actually. Verse 2, that you shall take some of the fruit of all the produce of the ground which you shall bring from your land that the Lord your God is giving you, and put it in a basket and go to the place where the Lord your God chooses to make his name abide. So what God is telling the children of Israel here is that once you're in your land and your first harvest comes, and it's been actually the food that you have produced from the ground, that they're supposed to bring from the land, they're supposed to put it in a basket and go to the place where the Lord God chooses to make his name abide. So wherever it is that God says, this is my spot, this is where I abide, this is where I'm going to be, they were supposed to bring the first fruits of their harvest to this location. And verse 3 says, and you shall go to the one who is priest in those days and say to him, I declare today to the Lord your God that I have come to the country which the Lord swore to our fathers to give us. I mean, when you think about this, this is a great this is a great thing to do, to remember that they're in this land because of a gift from God. This land is a gift from God. It's a land that God gave them. It's a land, as it says, flowing with milk and honey. It's a very fertile land. You know, what a great way to remember this, but bringing the first fruits of the harvest unto the Lord. Then the priest shall take the basket out of your hand and set it before the altar of the Lord your God. So wherever this location would be, it would be a place that had an altar to the Lord. And you shall answer and say before the Lord your God, my father was a Syrian, about to perish, and he went down to Egypt and dwelt there, few in number, and there he became a nation, great, mighty, and populous. Now, which father is this talking about? Well, you have Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. This is talking about Yaakov, Jacob. Jacob was descendant, obviously, of Isaac and Avraham. Avraham came, yes, from Ur of the Chaldeans, but some of his family was also in what was at that time known as Syria. So part of this bringing this first fruits was they were supposed to say this. My father was a Syrian. It gives them once again a reminder that, you know, they're not great because of their own bloodline. They are great because God chose them. My father was a Syrian about to perish, and he went down to Egypt and dwelt there, few in number, and there he became a nation, great and mighty and populous. But the Egyptians mistreated us, afflicted us, and laid hard bondage on us. Then we cried out to the Lord God of our fathers, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the Lord heard our voice and looked on our affliction and our labor and our oppression. So this is reminding them of the relationship that they have with Adonai. So the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand, with an outstretched arm, with great terror and signs and wonders, also reminding them of the great work that God did to bring them out of slavery. You know, that way, even though now they're in the land, you know, if you start to dwell in a new place, maybe you've had to leave another place, but God has brought you to a new place, after several years, it doesn't take very long, you begin to forget who brought you to that place. And so this is a way to keep the children of Israel from forgetting that the reason they're in the land and the reason they have this wonderful fruit, the first fruit, is because of God. And so this sets a precedent that they're to remember that every time they have a harvest, it is God that has allowed them to have that harvest. So the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand, with outstretched arm, with great terror, with signs and wonders. He has brought us to this place and has given us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey, a land flowing with milk and honey. What does that mean? Well, great place for pasture, for milk, whether it be goat milk or cow's milk or whatever. It's a great place for milk and honey. The honey of the bees, many of the land, a lot of that land had a lot of flowers. There are certain times of the year, even now, when you go over to the land of Israel, where you can see, you know, the desert parts of the desert and a lot of the grassland just comes alive with flowers. Recently, I was in Israel around that time, and there were so many flowers blooming that it really got to my sinuses. But the flowers are just incredible in the springtime, and the bees love that. And so there's definitely honey. Others have said, well, this is also date honey. This is honey from, you know, you can basically make like a honey, some kind of honey out of the dates that come from the date palms. Whichever kind of honey it is, I think it's both actually. This land, the land of Canaan, was a land flowing with milk and honey. There was so much so much beauty, so much fruit, so much livestock, and other kinds of fruits, grain that could grow there. It was just very fertile. So this is to remind them that it's God that brought them to this place. You know, they did not deliver themselves. God delivered them. It's God that brought them there. And now, behold, I have brought first fruits of the land which you, O Lord, have given me. Then you shall set it before the Lord your God and worship before the Lord your God. So you shall rejoice in every good thing which the Lord your God has given to you, and your house, you and the Levite and the stranger who is among you. So the whole point of this is to remember what God has done, that it's God, you have given this to me, and you set it before the Lord and you worship before the Lord your God. And then after you do that, after you acknowledge God first, then it's time to rejoice. So you shall rejoice in every good thing which the Lord your God has given to you and your house, you and the Levite and the stranger who's among you. Everybody was supposed to rejoice. Everybody was supposed to enjoy these first fruits, enjoy giving the first fruits to God, and then partake and enjoy the taste of this wonderful harvest. There's a lot that we can take out of this today. One thing that we can definitely take out of this is, as those who have been so blessed by God, no matter what our situation, no matter what our struggles, no matter what we go through, we have had the blessing of God. At some point in your life, you have had the blessing of God, and God has given you just great things. And yeah, we go through hardships. Yeah, we go through hard times, but God loves us and he gives us good things. And we need to remember those good things that God gives us. For those of us who are believers in Yeshua, one of the best things that God has given us is salvation through our Messiah, Yeshua, and that it is through his work, his shed blood, that we have salvation, that we have righteousness, but also we have the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, gentleness, goodness. This is some of the fruit that God has given us because of that relationship with God that has been made right through Yeshua. So spiritually, we also have incredible fruit that we have been given. And we need to remember where that comes from, that we wouldn't have that apart from the work of Yeshua, apart from him bringing us into this spiritual land, so to speak, of fruitfulness. And so that when our lives bear good fruit, when good things happen, instead of taking credit for that, we need to give the credit where the credit is due. We need to give that credit to the Lord, because he's the one that's given us that fruit to begin with. In fact, there's nothing good that comes out of me. It comes from God. It's not my own goodness. It's his goodness. Anything good that I produce comes from God. So not only are we talking the physical things that we have received, the physical blessings, which are also blessings that come from God, but the spiritual as well. And so I think this Torah passage really gives us the opportunity to remember, you know, to be reminded that we need to remember where all this good stuff comes from, that it comes from the Lord, and that we bring him a sacrifice of praise. We bring that sacrifice of praise before the Lord, before we go off and enjoy things. You know, that's really when you sit down to a good meal and you pray over it. Yes, you're asking God to bless it and so that it nourishes your body, but also it's thanksgiving. It's thanking God, recognizing that, you know, he's the one that's made it possible. And it's good to have that mindset, but not just about food. We should have that mindset about it, everything. Good fellowship, good friends, you know, a place to live, all the physical blessings God has given us, but also all of the spiritual blessings. We should be grateful all the time to what God has done. So that's just a little bit of what I see in this Torah portion. Thank you for joining me today. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, we just come to you right now, and we thank you for the good things that you have given us. Help us to remember that on a daily basis, to thank you. Just like the scripture verse says, you know, to be anxious for nothing, but in everything through prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And that with thanksgiving, many times we forget that we need to be thankful to you for those incredible blessings that you have poured, both spiritual, physical, in every way, emotional. Lord, we right now want to say thank you. We want to remember and help us to give you the first fruits, Lord, the first fruit to remember and to give you praise first before we go off and enjoy those good things. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the examples that we have in your word. And we pray this in Yeshua's name. Amen. Yivarecha Adonai v'yishmarecha, Ye'er Adonai panav elecha vehunecha, Yisa Adonai panav elecha, V'yasem lecha shalom. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. B'Shem Yeshua HaMashiach Sar HaShalom. In the name of Yeshua, our Messiah, the Prince of Peace. Amen. Well, shalom. Have a great week. And remember to be grateful and thankful for those good things, that first fruits. Make sure we give that first fruits and bring it to the Lord. Have a great day. Have a great week. Shalom.